Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's how they
Ask
me.
Yeah. Say them.
Is above time.
Okay. Let's learn. Are you getting the page that's being handed out is Vav? I don't know if you have that.
We don't have
that. Okay. We could probably have a thing like we have set up with the other shiurim, where it could be done on the on your phone. You can get it on the phone. It's a lot easier like that. You print it out yourself. So try to take care of that. One of the chavis can get everybody's. There's a way to do that. Or Yaakov has the. I don't know the number. This way, I just take one picture and then it goes. Okay. I don't know how it does that, but it does that. It seems to work. Okay. It's been a while. First, I want to again thank the sponsors, the sponsor for the whole year, Chaburis Yosef Etzadik, Rabbi Nachmani and the family, Vazech Nishmas, his father, Avinoam Echaim, and that's why the Shiurim are called Darche Avinoam after his father, and the whole family should have only Simcha, Nachas, and Bracha. Amen. And also Menachem Levitz and the Schus of the Kedusha of Shimon, Yehuda, and Shmuel, all the children, all of our children should go in the right way, have Simcha, Nachas, and Bracha. Okay. Now before Yontiv, for Yontiv, we entered into a very, very deep sugya. And it's been so long, it's a couple of weeks, so we need to go back a paragraph, just to go back to the beginning of the paragraph, because it's such a big inyan. And Ramatl is explaining it, or the beginning of this sugya, that we're going to be coming to a lot in our conversations regarding Tikkun HaBris. Because we're talking about something regarding which we've already heard so many times, that Zohar Kaddish and Chazal have such chumras, and it's so strict and so scary. So there are two things. First of all, one needs to understand the Midah of Yesod, which we're coming Mitzvah in a few weeks, the Midah of Yesod. But the Midah of Yesod is, when one understands and learns Yesod properly, it's not as scary as it seems. But what we're learning here at this time, and what this Maimer is about, is Nogeya not only to the tikkun of this Midah of Yosef HaTzadik, but to the whole world of Tshuva, but especially when it comes to this particular area of life, where it sounds like, from different sources, that the doors of Tshuva are kemat closed. And worse than that, even if they are open, a person himself feels, I can't change in this area. I can do other things, you know, I'll get a gartel, I'll put on a Ben Tom's tefillin, and I'll grow some hair behind my ears or something, you know, I'll do whatever. But when it comes to this inyan of Yisod, ani lo yachol, that's for tzaddikim, it's not for me. And because of this feeling that people have, they're obviously discouraged, and many of us, from the time that we're children, from the time that we're teenagers, children, all of Avodas Hashem is fantastic, except there's like a sograim, there's like a parenthesis around this, and we try not to look at it. And that's not necessary. So what Ramatl is doing here is something which is, I think, very courageous. I don't know how many people have been seeing this, because this is an inyan that is learned quietly, and it's not put out in such a way, but Ramatl did. And the reason that he did is because of the need of our generation. So these are things that those who have learned the Svarim of Reb Tzadik and have learned some of the Torahs from Izbitzer know that it's there, not quite sure what it means, and Ramatl helps to explain it. So we started to learn it a little bit before Yontiv. Let's go back to the beginning of Eis Gimel on page Hay. We'll do a little Chazar and to continue. So you should have page Hay from before. We did half of this paragraph. We're just going to go over a little bit. Omnam hinei nira ki alpi chesidus misyachas mechol yisayet ilchol yisayet hanal bas beklari acheres. There's a way of understanding Pagam HaBris in Pnimius. In Pnimius. In an entirely different way. V'zo inyan nala asher iyev shalafar shal kol kach barab. And this is a very, very deep matter, which is hard to explain, Birabim. V'gam chesidus gufa lo harichu kol kach ladabim me'inyinza. And even in the chesidus farm, with the exception of Izbitz Lublin, but the other chesidus farm don't speak a great deal about this. It's here and it's there. You see it coming up in the Sfarim in different places, but it's hidden in two or three sentences. It's not really elaborated. V'vada ki gam ha'grozchus on a yoda yisod zeh. It's not just a chassidish thing. It's a deep sugi in Pnimi Sator. And of course the Gro is the Sar Beis HaZohar. Who is greater in Kabbalah than the Gro? So it's not something that the Gro didn't know, and it's also not something the Gro wasn't Meramis to. But he was very, very careful. And there were very few words. Ela hanidon hu im tzarech lahalim inyan zeh legamrei. So the question that Rav Motl, of course, was struggling with, and that anybody that has learned this inyan a little bit in the Svarim, or a lot in the Svarim, is struggling with is, im tzarech lahalim inyan zeh legamrei, should this just be kept a secret? Because it's not going to be taught like in regular shiurim, and even if you go to some chassidish shiurim, it's not going to be taught, and it's not going to be online, or you know in Voses Nais or anything like that. It's not going to get out there. So the question is, I'm sorry, lahalim inyan zeh legamrei she'ev shaladabri meno b'remez kolshu. To speak beremes kol shehu, because it could be easily misinterpreted, and there is a possibility that some who are sitting right here now are going to misunderstand this. So why venture into such a minefield of misunderstanding? So the answer, of course, to that question is the very reason why these shiurim have been given for the past couple of years, and Mitzvah will continue until Mashiach comes. Because va'ata b'zman ikvesit ha'mashicha, va'ata b'zman ikvesit ha'mashicha, nira ki yesh yoyser hetel darbar al kach. We already saw this from Rabbi Chaim Vital in the Hagdamah to the Kisveri, and from other tzaddikim, that when in the time they were in now, yesh yoyser hetel darbar al kach. In the past, it was forbidden to reveal certain things, but the patient is mamish dying. The patient is dying, and this treatment that we're going to learn about now is for a generation that's terminally ill, that's in great danger of dying. It's in great danger of dying. I mean, I'll tell you different things along the way, but I just came back a few hours ago from Hamkolah Shabbaton. Was such an experience. I can't even find the words yet because I have to process it. But there were basically 300 couples and more than 600. There were more, like 650 people. All of these are couples. None of the children, but all of these are couples. I'd say there were probably 70% of the Olam is Chassidus, a mixture of Babov and Zatman and Lubavitch and Chassidim. And then there were 30%. There was a mixture of yeshiva and modern chaver. We had some of the chaver from the shul also was there. And there were a number of dayanim and big talmid chachamim, who I thought were just coming to give shiurim, but it turns out that they also have kids like this. All of whom have children who have signed off not to be part of Yiddishkeit anymore. Different madrigas. I'm talking to this person. I was I was just saying, the last shmooze that I gave to the entire Olam there, I finished this morning at around 2:45. But it's not, everybody's like totally fine and awake, and now I'm the only one that's having a hard time, and the rest of them, they're just like, the night is young. It was unbelievable. Friday night was just unbelievable. The Zmanim, the holding Zmanim, davening Shabbos morning, Zmanim, and, you know, the whole thing. We finished davening at 2:30 in the Zmanim. But there's so much to talk about, the courage of these people, the optimism, the emunah. I'm not talking about the, but there's one kid that's off. Most of the families there, I didn't, this is what I was told. I mean, the ones I was talking to people, that they have 2-3 children that are off. 2-3 children. Boys, girls. This one I'm talking to from Bar Park, Baba Vachasid, a beautiful Jew, Talmud Chacham. He said, this one's living, the son's living with a Chinese girl someplace. And some stories. And they all mechazik each other. They're honest and talk openly about the inyanim, and it was. I felt like it was Yom Kippur and Maamad HaSinai, and it was such a thing with this chaver. What they're going through, what the generation is going through. A significant percentage of those kids were molested, were sexually molested. A significant percentage. Exactly how many? Yeshayim. But a significant percentage of them were molested. And if they weren't sexually molested, they were emotionally molested. And the generation is suffering terribly. And as you know from the famous story of the Alter Rebbe with Pinchas Karas, that when the prince is dying, then there's certain medication that's taken out from the bag of the doctor, meaning of the tzaddikim. There's certain medicine that otherwise you wouldn't give at other times. It's a very, very potent and dangerous drug. And if it doesn't work, it could be very harmful. But when the patient is so sick and all the other medicines are not working, so then there is this medication. It's been approved by the tzaddikim, like they have, you know, different, you have to have medications. It's been approved by tzaddikim, pnimim, by the biggest tzaddikim. But they were very careful about dispensing this medication because of how it could be given chalil in the wrong way, the wrong dosages, to the wrong person. Nevertheless, Rav Mappel is saying that it's ikfas of the Mashiach. If we're not going to use this stuff now, we're going to lose the oilam. We're going to lose the oilam. So there is a danger of it being misunderstood, but it has to be revealed, and that's what he's saying. Nivkeish yoyse hetla darbel kach v'inin hu dehine inheimer kidenisbor asher achein yeshno inin shel pagam. If we would say that there is such a thing, like it seems in the simple words in a few places in the Zohar Kodesh, that if you just read the Pshat, it sounds like there's such thing as a pagam, as damage that cannot be fixed, that's irreparable. As I lakushta de milsa, tzorach loyma lahepach manapash tishanau. Lakushta de milsa, the deepest truth tells us the opposite of that. It can't be such a thing. It can't be. Because it contradicts, in the deepest way, it contradicts Kol HaTorah Kula. And it contradicts everything that we know about Hashem is Baruch. That Ein Ketz L'Rachmah, that there's no end to Hashem's love, there's no end to His compassion. So it can't be that the door is being closed to so many people, and especially in the last generation before Mashiach comes, where this is the Ikkar Nisayon and Kedushas HaBris, that HaKadosh Baruch was saying, you can't come back, I don't want you back, it can't be such a thing. It can't be that there's such a mitzvah, that you can't fix, that you cannot fix a certain pagam. If a person is in such a matzav, where he simply cannot, he feels powerless, and no matter what he's tried, he's unable to fix this pgam entirely, to fix it completely. As I tzarech leima, then you have to say, and this itself comes from the Zohar Kodesh, the same place where it says you can't fix it. It's it's telling us that it can't, that what I'm saying now, this can't be. How does that work? As I tzarech leima kimi kevin mikuvin hadvar. It means that we don't understand the Zohar properly, and it cannot be that the Zohar is saying that, that there are things in life that are beyond repair. It can't be, particularly this in you. El adrab. Hamakuvan hu Hashem itzat oimek hamachshav el yoyna hayatzarech lios kein melechadchil. Now this is the bomb. This is the big secret that there is such a thing where HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in and takes away free choice. There is such a thing. That the Machshav El Yoyna had certain thing in mind, Milechadchil. Milechadchil. To begin with. Last night there was one of the speakers. I had some time to spend with him. As a very chashev, a young dayan from Satmar, and we were talking, and he mamish gets it. He mamish gets it. This person, he's special, special, and he was talking about the whole sugya of Chizkiyahu did not want to have children, right? You all know that. Chizkiyahu did not want to have children. Why? Why didn't he want to have children? He saw it's going to be bad. He saw in his Ruach HaKadosh, we're talking about Chizkiyahu. He saw that it's going to be bad. And guess what? Was he right or was he wrong? He was right. He was 100% right. And we still have tzaras from that Shidduch and the whole thing. Who was the Shidduch was the Yeshaya Navi, the son and the daughter. And from that shidduch, this tzaras adayom, Avad Azor and Gilei Rais, a son that raped his mother, the Gemara says, raped his mother, raped his sister, Avad Azor and Gilei Rais, shvichas dama, murderers, adulterers that came out. Now you remember what happened? So Chizkiyahu was dying, and the Navi Yeshaya came to him, and it's an amazing Gemara. It's in heaven, and the Navi says to him, you know, Zam L'Shem, to sing. But the bigger picture of the, they wanted to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach, there was a note that was going on. The undercurrent there is about Mashiach, but in the story between Chizkiyahu and Yeshaya tells him, you're going to die. You're not going to have this world. You're not going to have Olam Haba, because you're not getting married. And Chizkiyahu tells him, I see with my Ruach HaKadosh that they're going to be born into Lomali. That if I get married, I'm going to have kids that are Rishayim. I'm going to have Rishayim. Dairis of Rishayim are going to come for me. So I'm not doing it. So the Novi Yeshaya says, Bahadi Kav Shadach Man Olam Alach, it's not your business, Hashem's secrets. That's not your business. Hashem has in Yonim. It's not your business. The Baruch Shalom has in Yonim. You're not to make a cheshmah. You have Ruach HaKadosh. There's a mitzvah from the Torah to get married, try to have a family. Vati. That's it. That's your inyan. Yeshaya never said to him, you got a bad reading. It's going to be okay. He didn't give him some chizik and said, don't worry, it's going to be fine. It's a nice shidduch. Now, you could say that Noilam Amis, that Chizkiyahu can go to Yeshaya and say, you know, M'chutin, I told you this wasn't going to work out. That's shver. I told you it wasn't going to work out.
He's too polite.
Yeah. I told you it wasn't going to work out. And it didn't work out. It's like, what was that whole thing that you're pushing that I told you? And you said you got, and I'm going to lose Olam Haz and Olam Haba. So what do I have now? What do I have? What in Olam Haba I have? What I have children, grandchildren? And Hashem said to them, that's the Navi says to them, that's the Kavshad Rahmana, that's the Baruch Shalom has in Yonim, that he wants to happen in the world. Which means that the Baruch Shalom wanted there to be such an Inyan, of Menashe. He wanted that there to be such these in Yonim in the world, of big Rishoyim that would come out, and all the Tikkunim that would have to be in Golas. That Hashem's Baruch wanted that there should be such a thing. And I was talking to some of the parents there about this, that you see that, because the worst thing is that people feel terribly guilty. So what did I do wrong that I have kids like this? What did I do wrong that my kid is like, is not Shomer Mitzvahs, and my kid is lost in these things? What did I do? This one feels guilty, and then he starts to blame the wife, and the wife feels he blames him, and it's bad, and everything's bad. What did I do? So I said, I was talking to a couple, and I said that, it says, "Keneged Abba Banim Devar Torah, Echad Chacham, Echad Rosh, Echad Tam, Echad Ein Yedishon." It's also, there's such an Indian in the world. It says, and then right afterwards, we read in the Haggadah, the whole thing that it says, "Arami Ovid Avi," and the Baruch Shalom says, It says about Avram Avinu. Ve'etein Yitzchak, and I gave Yitzchak who? Yaakov and Esav. I gave Yitzchak. Hashem says, I gave Yitzchak two sons, Yaakov and Esav. Hashem gave him two sons. It's not just a Mazel Tov. It's I gave him a Tzaddik and I gave him a Rasha. And we know that already inside the womb, he was tumbling, right? Esav. In other words, I gave Yitzchak a chacham, echad chacham. That's why, there's a story from the Bnei Saskas, which is one that, it's an interesting thing, because before you say the four sons, say, Baruch HaMalkim Baruch Hu. Baruch Shalom Shalom. What are you saying, Baruch HaMalkim Baruch Hu? What's the Hakdom of Baruch HaMalkim Baruch Hu? Keneged Abba Banim. So there's a famous story that, the Bnei Saskia used to go around the second Seder to see the storm of Jews. He would go to some chassim to look in to see the storm of Jews. And there was a famous story that they were standing outside by the Seder of some very, very big Amorites. And the Amorites were saying the four sons. And he said, Echad Chacham. Echad Rashi. He was saying like Krishma. Yeah. Like Hashem HaKim Hashem Echad. So Chassim laughing, and Ibn Esos was mamish misragish from this, like he was going crazy out of his kalem from this thing that this Yid was saying. But the Ibn Esos, his pilus, if we could try to enter into a little bit the edge of the mind of such a person, which we can't be masik his thoughts, but he heard that this son, even the Rasha, is somehow a gift from Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ask a kasha. How did I mess up? I made him into a Rasha. He was going to be a Rasha anyway. Hashem gave you such a son. And he wrote your name, and this is your son, for whatever reason, for your nitzchias, for the kids' nitzchias, the same way that he gave Yitzchak and Esav. He gives a person such an inyan that there's a Shem's Bach. You have a kasha. But how the kasha do Rahman Alamo? He tried as hard as he could to be good parents. What are you going to do? Therefore you say, Baruch HaMalkim Baruch Hu. There's Hakdama, Baruch HaMalkim Baruch Hu. I don't understand the Baruch HaMalkim Baruch Hu. Baruch HaMalkim Baruch Hu. Can I get Abba Banim de Rasoi? That why is it that the same parents have a child? The same father was telling me that the girl is living with somebody Chinese, with a Chinese girl. He's telling me that the other son made his second Siyam in Shas. He's 18 years old. So you can ask, how could it be such a thing? This Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha. Such, how could there be such a thing? So the parents, of course, the parents naturally start to blame themselves. I made this person into a Rosh. Or points at the other one, you made this one into a Rosh. And that's not what our generation is about. It doesn't mean we don't make mistakes. And it doesn't mean we shouldn't be Balei Achrayus to do our best. But that's not why this guy, this tzaddik's kid is in trouble. In such a crazy place. You see this with kids nowadays, that to begin with, like the kid from an early age, is this is different stuff, crazy stuff going on. He was telling me the kid stole the car when he was 14. There's a little kid steals the car. I know you did also something. Yeah, he's getting there. So see, it turned out good over here. But the kid stole the car, and they said. And had such an inyan, and there was a kid that spoke last night also, that as we were all crying, this kid, he's not a kid, he's in his 20s now, but he was saying how it's probably going to be on the Torah anytime, but he was saying how his father mamish never left him. It was like from a story of tzaddikim. He said he went to live someplace. Where he went, some crazy place to live. Not in America. I went some crazy place. I don't remember where he said. And his father said before he left, "Tell me anything I can do. I'll help you." He said, "I don't want you to." He goes to some hotel or apartment with somebody. He comes outside. His father's sitting there. He says, "Dad, I told you." He said, "I'm not coming home. I'm not coming home. Don't bother. Like, what do you?" And his father said to him, I'm not coming to ask you to come home. I'm here in case you need me for anything. I just want to help you if you need me for something." It was like in a story that I told once in the Scandinavians, but this really happened. The kid came out every day. This is the father didn't leave that place for a week. He slept on a bench. And the kid comes out, he's telling me, he says, I told you, leave me, I'm not coming home. Like, what are you bothering me with? I didn't say you have to come home, I just want to be here. And this kid was telling, he's in his 20s, he was telling, he's now Baruch Hashem, he's back, he's still struggling, he's saying everything openly, I'm still struggling, all this stuff. But he came home. And everybody was like cheering for this father. It's unbelievable what he did. I said to my wife, I wouldn't last like 30 seconds with a kid like this. I told you what my hashkava was with these things. Okay, it's not working out with this kid. I got six others. So that's my hashkava. Like, all right, no. And you know something? I mean, I'm exaggerating. But you know something? If you think about it, and that's what there was a Rav there that was talking about, and he himself has. I thought he was coming to be Mashpia. He was, but he has two kids. He was telling me he has one that's 28, one that's 21. Crazy, crazy stuff, and he said something that was so true. He was saying how in the last generation, the early generations, you know. Like in Europe, a kid went off and he disappeared. He went to America or something. And their parents, they lost many children in childbirth. Like many children died in childbirth, and there were children that died like that. And parents just cried and they raised Kriya and it was finished. But the schus of our generation is not to let go of these kids. Not to let go of them. It's such a schus our generation has. Like thinking of ways to help these kids, to help them, and to stay with them. So what he's talking about here is a side of the sides of Torah. It's kav shel rachmanim, that not to feel like you're a failure, to feel guilty, to know that there are yonim like this that the Baruch Shalom made in the world. And when it comes to this sugya of Yesod, in our generation, by Ikvus the Mashiach, there are situations, again, it's dangerous because a person could say, maybe, you know, it must be that I'm in this matzah, so. Of course, it's only true and it's only real when the person pushes himself and tries whatever he's able to try. And he's working hard on himself. But, Hashem Yitzhat Oyme Kamachshav El Yon HaYetzarech Lias Kein Melech Adchila. Yitzarech Lias Kein Melech. There's, Esav was, you could read all the Torahs about how Esav could have turned out like this and could have turned out like that. Hashem gave Esav to Yitzhak Yavin. Hashem gave such a mitzvah of Esav to Yitzhak Yavin. Ve'etein li Yitzhak as Yaakov was, as Esav Yaakov, Yaakov Esav, ve'etein li Yitzhak. I gave Yitzhak such a thing. Val af shabozoi saidei pegab. Even though, like from Chizkiah came out, from that side it came out, such rishoyim, such a pagam in the world came out from that tzaddik. And Hashem said, it's not your business. You just go ahead and get married. And he saw that this was going to be bad. He saw it. Chizkiah spent his whole life, because Chizkiah's father was who? Was Achaz. Right? So he was a Rasha Marusha. So he was closing down all the yeshivas, right? Was that to say there, Chizkiah? Right? Yeah. And then okay, so he was closing down the yeshivas and all the Avodah Zarah. That was his father. And then Chizkiah brought Torah back in such a way that every single little boy and girl knew the deepest halachas, right? From Don to Beersheva, everybody was a baki in Torah. He brought Torah back to the whole world. So you know how hard he worked his whole life. Can you imagine? He made such a revolution, this person, Chizkiah. And he saw that his kid is going to do what? Ruin everything that if he gets married, he's going to have a kid that's going to close down, which he did. That's going to close down every yeshiva that he opened. That's going to take the Jewish people and somehow poison them with Avodah Zarah from Dan to Beersheva. And Chizkiah saw this. And if you would say there's any good reason to practice birth control, no? If there's a heter. Or Bechlal not to get married. So of course, we had Tzaddikim that didn't get, Ben Azai didn't get married, right? Why? Because Choshkan Ashi B'Torah, I can't separate myself from learning Torah. I can't go to the Makolet and have kids and diapers. I can't do that. So Ben Azai never got married. And nobody says, it's not a Mahalach in Klal Yisrael, but Ben Azai, there are certain people that are like that. So if there's certain people like that, not to get married, why? Because he has such a chesed for learning, and he can't waste his time with other stuff. There's such an inyan that's not allowed. You're not allowed to do that. But for this person, there's a special. This tzaddik, leave him alone because he's such a tzaddik. You can't hock him with these things, and that worked. So it didn't work for what? For Chizkiah to say, don't I get like a card, an exemption for this? My son is going to be the biggest rosh in the world. He's going to close on every mikveh, every yeshiva. I don't get an exemption. I have to get married. So he could have asked a kasha from using his ruach kodesh. I have a kasha from Ben Azai. Because Chizkiah was also a big talmid chacham. Chizkiah could have said, "Nafshi chashka b'tarzei." Okay. I don't want to get married because I want to learn. And the Baruch Hashem tells Chizkiah, he didn't say that. He just said, "I see. I have one of them. I see. I'm going to have bad kids." So Shem's Baruch said through the Navi, "That's not your inyan." I have an Indian in the world. The Baruch Hashem says, I have an Indian in the world. That all these yeshivas are going to get closed. That's what he's saying. Hashem is saying, I have an Indian that all these yeshivas are going to get closed. And that's not your business. I have an Indian like that. So Chizkiah didn't try to raise a good child? But Yitzchak, there wasn't a Yitzchak, Rivki, Menu, Yitzchak, Yitzchak, Rivki, Menu, but they didn't go to classes on parenting or something? I mean, again, we're not massing these people. They were such great people. But Sofkosov, the Kilkulim that came from Esav, the whole world is a mess because of Esav. The Kilkulim that came from Chizkiah, from Menashe and from Ammon, all these people, if the whole world is a mess, is a total mess from these people. And he couldn't get an exemption card? You don't have to make a chasana? He couldn't get it off. Because HaKadosh Baruch said, no, you're not like Ben Azai, you have to get married. No excuses for you. You get married. But what about the Ruach HaKadosh? That's not your Inyan. I have an Inyan in the world. Barosi Tzadik and Barosi Rishayim. That's just an Inyan. Now, what does that mean as far as the Bechir of those children are concerned? Did they have Bechir? They didn't have Bechir. So what's their Bechir? The answer is, we don't understand this. What's with these people? But it's clear from Chazal. And what began this conversation last night with this Samadayin, because he was saying that because he works a lot with couples that have problems with infertility, and these are different issues. So he said where it began was that there was a couple that was talking to him. Who has a child that's doing very bad things, that's totally off of Yiddishkeit, and the father said in the conversation, I wish we never had this kid. And like it was a tiny that he didn't want to have this kid. She wanted to have more children, something like that. I wish I never had this kid. Like look now what we have with this kid. And that's why this dying was telling them this Gemara and the Navi. Wish didn't have this kid. But how did Kavshad Rachmana? That somehow Kavod Shamayim, in a way that we don't understand, is coming through. Echad Chacham, Echad Rosh. And this is what I'm saying, that Echad Chacham is Avram. And Echad Rosh is Esav. And the Tom is Yaakov, Yish Tom Yeshiva Holom. And any day Lishol is Yishmael, was the Isis. Any day Lishol comes out the Yishmael. But anyway, there's any day Lishol to explain why each one is not for now. But that's the Metzius in the world. The Baruch Hashem wanted to bring to the world these people. Why it had to be the aggravation that Avinu and Sarai Menashe have such aggravation, that Yitzchak Avinu and Rivka Menashe have such aggravation to have a kid like Esav, to have a son like Esav. We're not talking about somebody that was just, you know, that was smoking a couple of joints and had a girlfriend, you understand? Esav, that's really bad. Aside from that, these parents love their children, they were metapel with their children and so on. But the whole Indian with Sari Mena that she says out and Avram says in, these are big conversations, not for now. But the Saif Dover is that Bahadi Kavshad Rahman, there are secrets of creation that we don't understand. But the Tachlis is not, how come it's my fault, it's like this, it's like that. And the same thing when it comes to this Pagam, that when a person, the same way that when parents try hard, when they do their best, they do what they can. Because that's how I began to talk to this chevra. I was talking to them by Kabbalah Shabbos. And I was saying in the parasha that Vaidaber Hashem HaMayisha Achim HaYishnei B'nai Aaron, I said to the parents there that many of you have children that you feel have died. And not only that they've died, but b'karvasam lefnei Hashem v'yamusa. You did everything you could as parents to bring them close to Hashem. Don't feel in any way bad. B'karvasam lefnei Hashem, you tried so hard to bring them, to raise them in the best yeshivas, the best schools, to give them love, to have Shabbos, to make beautiful, beautiful Jewish homes for them. And you're looking at yourselves and you say, but what happened? Achrei mais, my kids are dead. I mean, not physically, but spiritually, emotionally, they're dead. Achim Eishnei B'nei Aharon. And all you did in your life was B'karvostim L'fnei Hashem. You just try to bring them close to Hashem's Baruch. How could such a thing happen? And you want to say that it's our fault, it's my fault to say such a thing. There's Kavshe Derachman. You see that in our generation with the kids, that there's an Indian that's going on with them. There's an Indian that's going on with the kids. It's not just because there's phones and internet. That's not the shirish adar. That's a symptom, but that's not the shirish. There's something going on there. Kosh Baruch Hu wants a few things from us, some big things from us. He's saying to us that you think that you're worthy for Geula. You think you're so worthy for Geula. Let me see if you could love children who are unworthy. And if you love children who are unworthy, then I'll love you even though you're unworthy. There are many things we have to do this generation. But the Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. We're completely unworthy. So Hashem wants to see that we're trying to get our kids out of Mitzrayim even though we see them as being unworthy. Bona de la Mali, children that are not worthy. And then when we look at ourselves, Tarachmanis upon oneself, not to be a person that's lazy and that doesn't work hard, but Tarachmanis, and to understand what tshuva really means, is to come back to oneself. It doesn't mean repentance. It means to come back to oneself. She says, "Bavadai." It's really late. She says that. The only time you could speak about such a thing is when the person tries as hard as he can to fix it. That's all. You try as hard as you can to raise your kids the right way. You try as hard as you can to fix your pagamim. You do what you can. Om the me'ach she'chazer b'tshuva, akvar tikein es asher b'yodol l'sakein, azay afilu she'achein lo'y chazer elov madrigos ha'kedemis, like we learned, that once that Adam was kicked out of Gan Eden, he never got back that madriga, until Mashiach. And when a person, and there are things that we were learning before, that a person, that you were working for the king, or you whatever, and you botched up, and you're no longer in the palace. That even though it's taka true, and there is something, and there is such a truth, that you can't get back to that first madrega of kaidem achayt, I messed up, and I can't get back to that place of kaidem achayt. But the Pnimis HaTorah reveals that Melech HaTchila Hashem made in such a way that you should be in a very, very high place, in a place of innocence and pureness, that you should lose that place, you should lose it, mess it up, mamish, lose it, and work as hard as you can to get back, and not to get back. But to do tshuva, as hard as whatever you could do, but not to get back to the madrega that you were on. So why would God do such a thing? The Torah says, this is your Indian in the world. To serve him is a tzibrach in the Yid. To have rachmanis on other Jews, the tzibrach in the Yid. There are many, many different things. To have rachmanis. Just one more sentence. I have to say that we went ahead a little bit. Afa pichin armini ki milachat chila hayitzarech lios kain de lo sharech le meshi'i ev shal sakin pagam mesuyim. It can't be that a person can't be masakin the pagam. It could be that you're not allowed back into the palace. There's such a thing. Until the end, till Mashiach, till you know Mashiach. But as far as tshuva and being masakin the pagam, there can't be such a thing that you can't be masakin. Therefore, it must be that this person sees, I'm trying for 30, 40 years, I spent my last penny on therapy, I'm killing myself to try to fix this, and I, in the meantime, I'm not able to fix it. That's how Hashem made it, that you, that it has to be this way. That your whole life you're going to be wanting to fix it. You're going to be wanting to repair it, and not being able to repair it. So when it says that it can't be such a thing, it means it can't be such a thing that you're to blame for that. Doesn't mean such things happen. But it can't be that you're to blame for it. You're not to blame for it. But you can never ever think such a thing or say it before you try your hardest. Now what does that mean to try your hardest? That's what I'm talking about. You can't just say, I'm trying already for 2 weeks, I'm working on this. A person that you have to first be honest and to try hard. V'inyans and merumas b'medrashei chazal. These chazals, the Tzaddik and the Mashloch, that they, and Reb Geshen Hanukh especially, that they bring, you see that it's a merumas, that there are certain things that were rigged from creation. Certain things that were set up from the time of creation. Set up. That you walked into like it's like like a booby trap, you're ambushed. The thing was rigged. You walked into a trap. And it wasn't I should have done, I could have. You walked, no matter where, you would have ended up in this place. Mostly these were things that were kept ba'al peh. That tzaddikim would speak to their talmidim and the chassidim, they would speak to privately about these things. Because it's dangerous to put into writing. It's dangerous. That's why I told you that. And I have myself at home an earlier copy of the Meshulach, which says on the front page, it's for Anshei Shlomein. This is only for our, not for other people. They weren't supposed to sell that to me. We're supposed to sell it to me. It says for Anshei Shlomein. So what he asked me, are you a Redzinas? Are you interested? Yeah. $10. This was taken. This is once upon a time. It's taken very seriously. This stuff. When it says something like that on the page, it's not. This is not for you. Beware. Now, when it says that, it means that's the most popular book in town. That's a famous story from the Rebbe Bezusha. The Rebbe Bezusha said that he was the one that pushed Adam Rishon to eat from the Eitz HaDaas. And it says in the Svar, such a thing. That this tzaddik said, Pemuna Shleimer, Shechvichu es Adam Rishon Lechem Eitz HaDaas, because the Rebbe Bezusha said, I know Adam Rishon, trust me, he was such a tzaddik, he never would have done such a thing. It can't be, Adam Rishon never would have done such a thing to eat from the Eitz HaDaas. All these conversations, how could Adam Rishon, the Rebbe Bezusha said, is b'chlal not shy. He said, I was the one, I pushed him to do it. That's what he said. Meaning there came something from the Kashrut Rahman. But the Rebbe Bezusha said his whole story is not for now. Some of you know it. But what did Rebbe Bezusha say? Because the Rebbe Melech said that his brother says there's a thing. That he says that Echmin Shuldik. I was the one that I made the whole. So Rebbe Melech said, but you're the one that messed up the whole world. And the chait of other Eitz HaDaas. Bezusha, you're the. He says, me. I was in his hand. My neshama was in the hand of Adam Rishon. He wasn't. He's a big tzaddik. He's a big, big tzaddik. He saw the tree, he was not to even look at it. I was the one that pushed him. You know why, though? What Rebbe Bezusha said? Because it goes back to something in Sichas Aran from Rabbi Nachman. The Rebbe Bezusha said, because I knew that if he wouldn't eat from the tree, that forever and ever and ever, any Jew that's trying to be an Eved Hashem would always think in his head, maybe the snake Taka had something to offer. Maybe it was Taka a good thing what the snake was offering. Maybe it was good. And therefore, the Rebbe Zushi said, I wanted Adam Rishon to eat from the fruit and to see that from chait, that from going against the Baruch Shalom is schlecht, it's bad. It's not good. So this way, no matter who a Jew is, no matter what he's struggling with, the Rebbe Zushi said, at least he knows that he's working hard to live a life that's honest and that's true. Or else he would always be mesupik. Even the biggest tzaddik, we have this little thing over there that says, like this, the nachash smiling and saying, maybe take a look at this. I have some good schar over here. So the Rebbe of Zushi said, I wanted to open the hand of the Nochash to show he's a shakran, he's a ganav, he's a murderer, he has no good schar, it's a fake. The whole Yetzirah, his whole thing is a fake. He has nothing to offer you. Be good and stay away from the snake. That's what the Rebbe of Zushi said. And I believe Ben Munish Shleiman now. The Rebbe of Zushi said. But what is it? What he's saying, the Rebbe of Zushi, again, this is a story, but what he's saying is that this is an Indian that had to come down. He was saying that, like, Rebbe Zushi is now at fault. This is an Indian that had to be brought down. The other Mishnah was going to eat from the tree. And that's what he said. He's such a big tzaddik. He never was shaykh to the chet etzadas. What do you mean? Like, we're not shaykh to much less things. The other Mishnah was going to eat from the etzadas. It wasn't shaykh. It had to be. That's what you just said here. All right, we'll continue, musician.
This is an extreme ownership.
Yeah, it doesn't work out so well with him.